Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Oh, my Lord God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my sisters and my brothers. My brothers and my sisters. This is Pastor Margaret Lee, and it's tea time with Jesus and me and my friends. Hallelujah. Now, there's no excuse. We can get that hot cup of tea. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And we can just sip on it and think about the goodness of Jesus and just offer to give him praise and glory this morning and bless his most holy name. Tell him how good and sweet and kind he is. Tell him how much we need him and how much we want him in our lives. Ah, glory, hallelujah. Feel him in full, just covering us with his love and his mercy and folding us in his care. Hallelujah. Reminding us who we are and whose we are. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I am just so excited and delighted to be with you and be in the presence of the Lord with you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, the road has been rough. Oh, Lord. But I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him for all that he has done for me. Yes, I do. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. But the goodness of the Lord just outweighs and outshines all the attempts and all the trials and the different events that have taken place, and some so much so that I have not been able to be on with you, and I do apologize, but life just happened. Hallelujah. Life just happened. But nevertheless, we have God. And that's why we take mid-morning times and just reflect on the goodness of the Lord and how good he is and how he allow us to go through and all the time doesn't give us a warning or anything. He eases us through it and he takes us, because if we saw and knew, we may do a panic thing, all right, some of us. But it's building our faith and our confidence. Oh, God. Hallelujah. That, as my mom would say, you can stand sure-footed. Hallelujah. Unmovable in him. Almighty God. We're only going to be on this morning for about 15 minutes. I'd like to welcome my dear, darling friend, Mother Dunlap from North Carolina. You've heard me talk about her before. She will be coming on and sharing words of encouragement from time to time, and perhaps sometime when I'm not able to be on, she will kind of step in for me. She's such a sweet lady and love the Lord, on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. But let's do as we always do. We only have a few moments, and we're going to read our scripture. We need to hear the word of God to encourage us. Amen. Hallelujah. And our first scripture that we're reading for the morning, we're kind of deviating, but the first scripture that we're reading in the this morning will be 2 Timothy, the first chapter and the seventh verse. Amen. Hallelujah. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The NIV reads, "For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Hallelujah. Meditate on that and think about that. Now let's go to our most familiar scripture that we read on, and that's Psalms, the first chapter, starting at the first Psalm. Psalms, starting at the first verse. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law, oh my God, of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be
like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is just so good. He reminds us that we lean and depend totally on him. We don't go outside of him, seeking from the world counseling. Hallelujah. Our God is good. He gives us the counsel that we need. Everything we need, we can find it in him, in his word. Hallelujah. Take time to remove ourselves from everything and be quiet and hear, oh my God, hear what he is saying to us. Reading his word, it's all there. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And if he sends somebody, you already know that it's been filtered through the blood of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. We just delight ourselves in our Father. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. And in the joy that he brings to us, hallelujah, as he builds our confidence. Oh, my God, that's so sweet in him. Hallelujah. Build our confidence. You do, Almighty God. Hallelujah. So we're just encouraging you this morning to stand tall, be firm, be committed. Excuse me. In the things that God has called you to do, love, hallelujah, for God loved you. He loved me. So we can love each other, and we can love what seems to be the unlovable. We can pray for people. For God had compassion on us, and we can have compassion for others. Let the God in you come forth. I heard someone say, well, you don't want to be so spiritually deep. Well, if my DNA has changed, I'm just saying, and I'm putting on I am the new man, the new creation. Who am I going to be like? Walking in this earth, I no longer walk as the old man. I now walk as the new man. Now, I know some people get eccentric about something. No, God has given us a spirit where we are balanced. Not according to man, but according to him. Study and see how God, Jesus, walked this earth. He heard from his father. He said he only do what his father told him to do. He pleased his father, but he was friendly with people. He didn't, you know, he had issues with the leaders who were supposed to lead his people right, and they didn't. They were leading them astray. But Jesus lived. He ate. He was balanced. And we live this earth balanced, but we're living in holiness and righteousness, doing things God's way, loving on each other. Because see here, it says, giving us the power, and 2 Timothy, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Uh-huh. Now, there are some in the scripture, John the Baptist. Some would really have had a problem with him. But, you know, let's just be balanced. Let's be righteous. Let's not compromise, but live in this world with the power and authority that God has given us. And we can still be kind to people. But with love and kindness have I drawn thee. There are so many people who have been beat up, mistreated. Some of those who may be over you and their attitude, oh, my Lord, is just unbearable. But we can be kind. We don't have to gossip about them. We don't have to turn up our nose at them. We can just do what we're doing now, praying for them and asking God to touch them where they're hurting. Amen? Hallelujah. We just, when we're being encouraged, and this is what we're all about, God encouraging us to, one, do the things that we thought was too late for us to accomplish, encouraging us even the more to walk according to his will and according to his way, his plan. Encouraged to know that no matter what happens, he is with us, encouraging and building us up. So when we read about Father Abraham, how he was, God worked with him and built him up, that he was able to prepare his son for a sacrifice. He prepared him for a sacrifice. But God had his offering waiting for him. Hallelujah. Think about that. So as we think about how God make promises to us and gives us promises, and we know that God's word is true. He'll never leave us, never forsake us. If he said it, it's done. It's a done deal. But things will happen in the process of all of that. Make you just think, forget about what he said to you. Forget about that there ever was a promise. And he is, our Father is so kind. He'll turn around and he'll, in the midst of it, he will remind you, open your eyes and you go, oh my God. We can trust him. This, oh, stuff comes up. But we have to hold on, hold on, hold on. I pray that all of the debris that will get you to doubt who you are and the promises that God has made to you, and, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, the work that he has called you to do, that has a comma and not the period, that you will accomplish that for his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. It's all for his glory. Amen. Bless the Lord. I got two more minutes, but I just want to tell you, God loves you. Pray for me, and I'm praying for you. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Remember those that are hurting, and we have a lot. You see on the news what's going on. Lift them up. If you say, God, I don't know what I can do, pray. Pray for those that are hurting. Pray for them. That God will keep them and comfort them and protect. Pray for these United States. Hallelujah. Now for our closing prayer. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I thank the Lord for how he has joined us together. Hallelujah. Jude 1:24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Go in love. Go in peace. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. Come and join us at 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta. God bless and have a wonderful week. Pray, and we'll see you next week. Stay encouraged. Be kind. Love. For God is love. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless.
God bless you. Until next time.